Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Goldilocks Enigma, Why is the Universe Just Right for Life? Is Paul Davies' accessible exploration of one of science's most provocative puzzles, the apparent fine-tuning of cosmic conditions that allow life to exist? Davies, a physicist and science communicator, surveys how modern cosmology, particle physics, and biology have converged on a surprising idea: small shifts in fundamental constants, the strengths of forces. Or, the early expansion history could have produced a sterile universe. Rather than treating fine-tuning as a purely philosophical curiosity, the book frames it as a clue that might point toward deeper laws, hidden selection effects, or a broader multiverse. Davies also asks what counts as an explanation in science when we confront unique events like the origin of the cosmos. Along the way, he clarifies key concepts such as inflation, vacuum energy, and the anthropic principle, while challenging readers to consider whether life is an accidental afterthought or a central feature of reality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the fine-tuning problem and the life-friendly universe. A central topic is the observation that many features of the universe appear delicately balanced for life. Davies explains how the basic architecture of matter depends on a small set of physical parameters, the strengths of gravity and electromagnetism, nuclear forces that bind protons and neutrons, and particle properties that shape chemistry. If these values were even modestly different, stars might burn too quickly or never ignite, heavy elements might not form, stable atoms might not exist, or the universe could recollapse before complexity develops. The argument is not that the universe was designed, but that the sensitivity of life to underlying physics demands an explanation. Davies highlights that fine-tuning spans multiple scales, from particle physics to cosmology, linking the microworld of constants to the macroworld of galaxies and stellar evolution. This framing turns a seemingly metaphysical question into a scientific program. Identify which parameters are truly independent, determine whether deeper laws fix their values, and test whether apparent tuning is real or an artifact of incomplete theory. The topic sets the stage for later discussions of selection effects, multiverse ideas, and the search for more fundamental principles. Secondly, cosmic beginnings, inflation, and the structure of the universe. Davies connects the Goldilocks question to how the universe began and how its large-scale structure emerged. He surveys the Big Bang model and the evidence that the universe has evolved from a hot, dense early state into a cosmos rich with galaxies, stars, and planets. Inflationary theory plays an important role because it offers a mechanism for smoothing the universe, generating primordial fluctuations, and explaining why space looks nearly flat on large scales. Yet inflation also raises new puzzles relevant to fine-tuning, such as why inflation started, why it ended in a way that produced the observed mix of matter and radiation, and how it relates to the values of physical constants. Davies uses these themes to illustrate a recurring pattern in cosmology. Solving one mystery often reveals deeper questions about initial conditions and probability. The formation of stars and the chemical enrichment of galaxies are treated as crucial steps in making life possible, because life requires long-lived energy sources and a periodic table beyond hydrogen and helium. This topic frames habitability as a cosmic history problem, not merely a planetary one. Thirdly, the anthropic principle as a tool and a temptation. The anthropic principle enters as both a helpful reminder and a controversial line of reasoning. Davies explains the basic idea that any observer will necessarily find themselves in a universe compatible with observers. So some apparent coincidences may reflect selection effects rather than deep physical necessity. In a weak form, this can guide interpretation. For example, the universe's age must be large enough for stars to forge heavy elements, and the environment must allow stable complexity. But Davies also addresses the temptation to treat anthropic arguments as an all-purpose explanation, which can weaken the drive for testable mechanisms. The discussion clarifies why anthropic reasoning becomes more prominent when dealing with unique boundary conditions, like the values of constants or the overall geometry of the universe, where standard experimental repetition is impossible. Davies navigates the middle ground. Anthropic considerations can constrain possibilities and highlight which parameters are relevant to life, yet they can also become a substitute for deeper theory if used carelessly. This topic is valuable because it equips readers to evaluate common claims about fine-tuning, probability, and whether life is an expected outcome or a rare cosmic accident. Fourthly, multiverse explanations and the question of testability. A major modern response to fine-tuning is the possibility that our universe is one region of a far larger multiverse, in which physical constants or laws vary across domains. Davies explores how some versions of inflation and ideas from fundamental physics motivate a landscape of possible universes, making our life-friendly conditions less surprising if enough universes exist. Some will have the right parameters, and observers will only arise there. This move shifts the puzzle from why the constants are what they are to why there is an ensemble with variation and how probabilities should be assigned within it. Davies emphasizes that multiverse proposals face a credibility challenge in science because claims about other domains may be difficult to test directly. He discusses what might count as indirect evidence, such as whether a candidate theory that predicts a multiverse also makes successful predictions about observable phenomena in our universe. The topic highlights methodological tensions. Cosmology increasingly confronts questions at the boundary between explanatory power and empirical access. By weighing the appeal and risks of multiverse reasoning, Davies invites readers to think critically about how science can handle explanations that extend beyond direct observation while still aiming for rigorous standards. Lastly, life, complexity, and deeper laws. Behind the constants, Davies broadens the Goldilocks enigma beyond physics by asking what life itself implies about the universe. Life depends not only on stable atoms and long-lived stars, but also on a world that supports complex organization, reliable information processing, and sustained energy flows. Davies links this to questions about emergence and whether the laws of physics naturally generate complexity, or whether complexity is a fragile byproduct of special circumstances. He also considers the possibility that fine-tuning might dissolve if future physics shows that constants are not arbitrary inputs but necessary outputs of a deeper theory. If there is an underlying principle that uniquely fixes the parameters, the appearance of tuning could reflect our current ignorance rather than a fundamental coincidence. At the same time, the book treats the origin of the laws and the origin of the universe as intertwined problems, since explaining constants may require explaining why any particular framework exists at all. This topic is compelling because it reframes the discussion from a simple choice between design and chance. It suggests a richer menu of possibilities, including deeper unifying laws, self-selection mechanisms, or new ways to think about how observers and physical reality relate. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students, and scientifically minded skeptics who want a clear map of the fine-tuning debate without needing advanced mathematics. Readers interested in cosmology, the origin of physical laws, and the connection between physics and the possibility of life will find it especially rewarding. The practical benefit is not a set of life hacks, but a sharpened way of thinking. Davies models how to examine big questions with intellectual honesty, separating what is known, what is inferred, and what is still speculative. That mindset can improve a reader's ability to evaluate sweeping claims about science, probability, and meaning that often appear in popular discussions of the universe. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it does not treat fine-tuning as a rhetorical endpoint. It keeps the focus on explanation, testability, and the limits of scientific reasoning while still presenting the emotional wonder of the subject. Davies also integrates multiple viewpoints, from anthropic arguments to multiverse proposals to the search for deeper laws, giving readers a balanced framework to form their own conclusions rather than being pushed toward a single ideology. If you would like to support Paul Davies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.